Introducing the newest creation to join the ranks of the great sandwiches of the world.
Satire.
To you and your baby, we dedicate this
dark, disturbing song, and it's called
New Germicidal Bleach
and Melted Butter.
Now an entirely new formula.
And if you know it's not going to be good ahead of time, don't turn it on. Don't buy it.
Now, I'm not asking you to buy anything.
In fact, right now, I'd love some
full, complete sexual pleasure
with the King of England.
Me too.
You know, the average woman will use every bit of feminine trickery at her command to sell herself to the man she loves.
Would you like some drugs?
Thank you, but I won't be needing any drugs at all.
Well, I do.
Next time, take something made extra strong to work extra long.
Crack cocaine.
Oh, boy!
Just because we can have sex, just because we can do drugs, just because we can do any number of things, doesn't mean they're right.
I think you're wrong about that.
It's not at all wrong.
That's just flat wrong.
He's right.
Isn't that right?
That's correct, Bill.
I don't know. It's all pretty confusing.
Perhaps I can show you what I mean.
Let me show you.
My testicles.
And there they are.
They're both
real crusty.
Yes, they are broken.
What you need is some
gowns, towels, and rubber gloves.
And then the profits really start.
And everybody knows that Bob has had experience handling money.
Robberies have been linked to this
gruesome display of monstrously inhuman, degenerate behavior.
Maybe a quiet time each day for Bible reading, meditation, and prayer would help you become a more understanding and lovable person.
Don't read the Bible. You go crazy.
Instead, she gave him
the dirtiest book of filth ever written by the hand of man.
This book has more truth in it than a billion Bibles.
This story is called
The Saggy Baggy Elephant.
This book is the Word of God. Trust it, study it, love it, and most of all, do right.
In the beginning, there was no book.
Johnny Mathis.
Oh, hi, Johnny. I didn't know it was you.
I'm sure many of them wondering, am I next?
It's Fred's turn next.
This is Fred McMurray.
That's gotta hurt.
It doesn't hurt at all anymore.
Reportedly, an angel dust user went berserk.
And I met some terrific people.
What were the names?
Heather Locklear.
Henry Lizard Lover.
Donald Trump.
Mr. Bones.
Tina Turner.
Bozo the Clown.
Casey Kasem.
Mr. Clean.
George Washington and Abe Lincoln.
Can you pick out the cop killer?
His name was Jim.
And he is the one who shall be punished.
Jim went to jail with plenty of time to think.
Can you think of anything that talks other than a person?
My butt.
But Jim had thought of that.
So he tied the dinosaur's tail to a tree.
Mistake number two.
Big odors lurk in small places.
We're able to tell in an instant where a particular sound comes from.
My butt.
Now, what do you suppose all those funny-looking things are?
My testicles.
They can be yours now. Look.
Look at that one with the bright red hair.
They were a little dirty.
Wash your hands, your penis, and the surrounding skin and hair thoroughly with soap and water. So they will be clean enough to
once again be free.
And he rolled them around in his hand like marbles.
Here's the penis.
An infinitely more dangerous weapon of mass destruction.
Give me another word for penis.
This is Dick Tracy speaking.
Too obscene.
So are income tax returns, bank accounts, bills from stores and utility companies, driving, fishing, and hunting licenses, school records, and airline reservations.
These things are an abomination unto the Lord.
Remember what Jesus said.
I don't like sand.
Here again, Jesus said in verse 19.
It's coarse and rough and irritating, and it gets everywhere.
The disciples were very quiet as they thought about
gowns, towels, and rubber gloves.
They tried to murder and torture their way to a fortune in lost emeralds.
But they didn't find Jesus.
Last night he was found with his pants down in another Mesa backyard.
They became so wicked that God decided to destroy the world.
With Preparation H.
All over your body.
That's all right. Well, I like it.
I don't like it.
I like it.
I like it real good.
I don't like it one bit.
Get out of here, all of you.
Well, I get up and leave. I mean, I don't have to stay here.
Where are you going to go?
All over the house, all over the nation.
Where are you going
to
run?
In 14 million kitchens.
So he returned to the woodcutter's house and said,
now see here, that's ridiculous, preposterous. I am the king.
What is the king talking about?
Useful things and things to make you pretty.
I'd like to have some pretty clothes. Will you make them for me?
Oh, boy, would I?
Okay.
Oh, fuck this.
So you can be reasonably relaxed and take it easy.
In closing, let me emphasize, it is extremely important go on a drinking party and allow yourself to become so drunk you get careless.
Mission completed.
That's the end. Stop the program. Stop it.